Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us yet on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. The rise of financially focused apps appear to give consumers the power of a financial advisor in the palm of their hand or device, but is there a middle ground in which advisors and app-powered consumers can work together? Brett Foster, founder and CEO of Nest Egg, an app designed to empower parents to create affordable, accessible trust fund accounts for their children, discusses the middle ground. How better educated consumers and financial advisors can use apps as a springboard for learning financial empowerment and to lay the groundwork towards more financially accessible and successful futures. Mr. Foster, great to have you back with us here on the program.
Hey, thanks, Eric. Glad to be here.
Yes, sir. Good to have you back and looking forward to getting an update and some more information from you today. So before we dive in, can you tell us a little bit about what Nest Egg is and what is its mission and who does it help?
Sure. So Nest Egg is, like you mentioned, a fintech app centered around trust funds for kids. So what our overall mission really is to remove the financial barriers that are in place at the moment with traditional trust funds. So, having limited funds for a lot of people, they're not able to access trust funds. So we take away the tens of thousands of minimum deposits. You can start an account with $1. Also, the maintenance fees and other things are extremely, extremely slim. So our ultimate goal is to help provide a stable solution for people to, grow funds over time for their children.
And again, I think it's fabulous what you have put into place here in Nest Egg. Now, Nest Egg appears to join a growing number of digital solutions that help people save, invest, and manage their money. Will this ultimately put financial advisors out of a job?
It's a good question. I'm not in the mindset that they're going to be put out of a job. I do believe we're not going to see a surge in investment advisors over the next 5 to 10 years. I think it'll be pretty standard or pretty stagnant, but I don't think we'll put them out of business. I think that we're seeing them, learn to adapt and with the tech and AI and in the space itself, it's crucial to help them survive. But yeah, to my best guess is I don't think it'll put them out of business.
And it does appear that technology and financial advisors can work together. Can you tell us more about how the advisor community might integrate this sort of digital solution into their practice now?
Yeah, no, for sure. I think ultimately there's a level of transparency with any advising that goes on where the end user expects, a level of oversight, no matter the size of the account. And I think we're seeing a lot of larger firms like BlackRock and other companies, gobble up some of these smaller forecasting software mapping platforms to kind of evolve with the landscape. And, I think anything that will make their job more efficient and kind of need the relationship with the client will ultimately help them integrate with these solutions.
Definitely appreciate your input on that today. We're joined by Mr. Brett Foster, founder and CEO of Nest Egg, an app designed to empower parents to create affordable, accessible trust fund accounts for their children. And he's joined us once again here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Brett, what makes an app like Nest Egg or the other financial tech solutions a safe place to invest your hard-earned money?
Sure. So, trust funds have traditionally been, the ultra-conservative investment vehicle. And, Nest Egg is really attempting to bring that type of savings vehicle to anyone by removing the financial barriers that, traditional trust funds have placed in their way. So I think one of the big things is allowing these trusts to remain in FDIC-insured high-interest accounts, and, limiting the asset management in the markets, as we've seen, you know, they can be, especially this week, I mean, they could be so volatile and still providing a solid return in an account that's, you know, somewhere between 2.5 to 3% growth annually. And, you know, when someone puts money aside for their child, we want them to have the confidence that 18 years from now, when it's time for their child to go to college, the money will be there. You know, there won't be a couple-year period where there's mass fluctuations or, you know, those kind of things. So we're really trying to solidify and carry on the conservative style of trust funds and the historical value they've had, just limiting or removing the barrier for entry for everyone.
Brett, another question for you. Do online financial tools help people become more or less financially literate? What's your thought on that?
Oh man, that's a great question. You know, I like to think I'm a very positive person, Eric. I like to think that, you know, the more knowledge we have, the better. I do think people are becoming relatively more financially literate to an extent. I think like anything in learning, you know, knowing the source is the key. And, you know, that, I guess that being said, there's two sides to every coin, but historically I think there's been a kind of thing where people, they have their minds on what they can touch in their wheelhouse kind of thing, you know? So, you know, you talk to someone about inflation, you know, the everyday person is probably going to get confused or not sure what to say or what inflation even means, or how it affects the market. But, you know, without digressing too much, I think what I'm ultimately getting at is it comes down to what people make in their daily decisions. And I think ultimately when it comes to things like getting lower interest rates on housing or car loans or, you know, maintaining a good credit score and what it takes to do those things, I think people are becoming more financially literate and staying on top of things that affect their daily lives.
And certainly do appreciate your thoughts and input there. As we conclude today, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share along the lines of our conversation today?
Yeah, I'm just really excited to have the chance to be on with you and go over. So I think some of the questions you raised are really great. And ultimately, you know, I think nest egg is a great solution that can really limit or break down the conservative barrier of financial entry for trust funds and really provide them to everyone.
Mr. Foster, really appreciate your joining us once again. And of course, we thank you for what you're doing in the financial space through nest egg and bringing that to market. If listeners wanted to get more information on Nest Egg or to tap into what you offer through the app, where's the best place online to get further information?
Yeah, nesteggtrust.com. You can go on and read a little bit about what we have going on and our steps in getting to market.
Again, Brett, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us once again here on Enterprise Radio. Look forward to our next conversation.
Sweet. Thanks, Eric.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Brett Foster, the founder and CEO of Nest Egg, an app designed to empower parents to create affordable, accessible trust fund accounts for their children. And for all the details, visit nesteggtrust.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.